But you know what? Then the days are going to get shorter. It's going to get cold.
I know.
I was hoping it wouldn't happen this year, but.
I think it is.
Great. So, guys, we can start. Just introduce ourselves, our names, and where we're from, or where we're currently living.
Okay.
You go first.
Yes, I'm Courtney Hart. I'm originally from Madison, but I live in Brooklyn.
Cool.
Yes.
Originally from where?
Madison, but I live in Brooklyn now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I was originally from Manhattan. Now I'm from Westport.
Okay.
And I spent my younger years in beautiful Bridgeport.
Nice. So.
I'll ask a few basic questions about our experiences, about coming to Connecticut, what it means to be a good neighbor, immigration. Keeping it simple, not trying to accomplish anything monumental here, but kind of see how we can start to take micro steps in the directions of building more mutual respect in our city. So thanks for joining for the ride.
Well, can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
Is your program local? I mean, is it just New Haven?
We're starting in New Haven because that's where we are, but we would love to keep growing this into a larger thing. I mean, we're currently, the platform we're using is called StoryCorps, and that is associated with NPR.
Yeah.
The country. They've usually been using the tool to record family history, but they've started to express interest in used for more purposes like this, so we're kind of excited to be partnering with them to take a micro jab at what that might look like.
Cool. Oh, and your names?
Oh, I'm Reed.
Reed?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, you're Nick.
Nick, nice to meet you.
Okay, so to start off, what's one kind of, oh, and also I'm going to, if it's okay with you guys, I'll take one picture in the middle of the interview while we're just talking, just so we have a record.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind taking
a
picture for my newsletter.
So, start off, what's one country other than the USA that your ancestors are from?
That what?
What's one country other than the USA that your ancestors are from?
Italy. I've got a lot of them.
Italy too.
Italy?
And Ireland.
And Ireland. That's a good question. And what brought you to Connecticut?
Conception.
Conception.
I didn't have any choice in the matter.
Right.
But my parents, generations and generations back, I think, have kind of lived, born, raised in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was born in Bridgeport, and as I said, I moved out of the state. But my parents were here. Grandparents came over and. Just before the 1920s, the early part of the century.
What's a tradition that has been passed down in your family?
At Christmas time, we, we're Catholics, and we have this kind of communion bread, and we break it up and at Christmas time and we pass it around and everybody says a prayer or something. I was going to say make a wish, but that's not right. So that's the only kind of unique thing that I remember.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. Mm. It's interesting. We both went to Christmas. So because we're Italian, we still do the Feast of the Seven Fishes. So we have a very loud, rambunctious Christmas Eve every year with my mom's side of the family, and we repeat the menu, same menu every year, same fish.
Same fish. Yeah.
Yep, every single year.
The bacala.
Yes, bacala. And there's always somebody arguing about the fritters every single year. That's also part of the tradition.
What personal experiences inform your beliefs about immigration? It might be the experiences of your friends and family.
I don't know, I guess it's from the family. That's my grandparents immigrated here. They came into New York. Just like everybody did at that.
born on that side, but my grandmother came from Ireland. And then just in terms of my feelings on immigration and how as a country we should, what we should do to support immigrants, especially refugees, is primarily born of reading a lot. And also just understanding the life experiences of friends who have come from other countries that do not afford the same opportunities that we have here.
There are opportunities here.
I think if not opportunity, which I do think that we offer more than a lot of other places right now, that we at least offer safety. So I think when you literally don't have a choice between life or death, even if you're not coming here for, it's such a complex question to answer, like, do we offer more opportunity than other countries? I think broadly, yes. I don't think that the kind of like, make a better life in America, it's really easy to come here and just set something up and make it happen. I don't think that's simple at all. But broadly, I do think that some of our policies, some of our cultural mores support the opportunity, or support the chance to be able to do that. I think practically speaking, it's really, really hard. The reality is that coming here as an immigrant and just kind of picking up and starting a new life is so much more complex and difficult than a lot of people make it out to be, and that we do well and do kindly to provide support systems for people that come here instead of turning them away. And then even if you're not coming for opportunity and you are just coming for purely safety, I think that's an obligation that we should fulfill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree with all of that, and I think it is attractive. Contrary to Mario Cuomo or Colin Kaepernick, this is not a terrible place. No, I don't think it's full of racists. I don't think we're evil people. I think it's a pretty good country. So that's I think that's an attraction. I don't know why else anybody would want to come here. It was as bad as they say.
So second to last question, guys. What makes a good neighbor? What makes a bad neighbor?
Fences. No, I'm only kidding. Well, partially kidding. But yeah, I mean, a bad neighbor can be miserable, can make you miserable. I've had some, and a good neighbor, that's watching out for each other, picking the kids up from the bus stop. Nothing complicated, nothing difficult, just the basic do unto others type of mindset.
Yeah, I think literally speaking, just a willingness to pitch in and help. I think the sense of community and the way that we exist as neighbors has changed a lot as time. I have a 9.5-month-old, and just the sense of community that we have in my neighborhood is really nice, but I think in the suburbs that's changed a lot. People don't let their kids go out and play as easily or as readily. So I think, literally speaking, just being supportive if your neighbor is having a challenging family situation and just kind of pitching in and helping and actually taking an interest in each other's lives, which doesn't, it's kind of like a wave down the block and I vaguely know that person versus that's my neighbor whose name I know and whose kids I know and etc. Bad neighbor, doing none of the above.
Mm-hmm. And then last question, guys. Where's a place in Connecticut that you recently had a conversation with a stranger?
Other than in there.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm trying to remember the last kind of like interaction that I had. Well, I guess here, now.
Yeah.
I haven't met either of you, and this has been delightful, so that might be a cop-out, but that's what most recently comes to memory.
I pretty much literally do this every day. I'm with a similar organization called the Professional Conservative Alliance, and yesterday I was in West preaching to the not preaching to the choir, preaching to the other side.
Yeah.
Cool.
So,
thank you so much for participating in this.
Thank you.
Would you mind?
You guys, if you don't mind,
yeah, sure.